أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا أقسم بهذا البلد وأنت حل بهذا البلد. There is the next surah, Surah Balad. It has got 20 ayats. It's also a Makki surah. That means it was revealed in Makkah Sharif. And most of the Makki surah deal with regard to Aqaid. That is the Akhirat, belief in the Akhirat, our Iman, the oneness of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. And in the surah also, Allah Ta'ala calls upon man to ponder and think. The previous surah, Surah Fajr, Allah explained about three particular nations, the Aad, the Samud, and the people of Fir'aun, how they were destroyed when they did not believe. So these natural faculties which Allah Ta'ala has given us, we should use them to understand and think whether we are doing the right or wrong things. Normally, we just do what everyone is doing, or we do what I like to do, what I think is right. But seldom do we take out the time to think what I'm doing, is this the right thing? If everyone else is doing it, it doesn't mean it's right. If I like to do it, it doesn't mean it's right. But what does Allah, my creator, my sustainer, who looks after me, gives me my food, my health, everything, what does he say and what does he want from me? Seldom we take out the time to think about it. Just like a person who might be involved in some bid'at. He doesn't think whether I'm doing it or whether it's right or wrong. He likes to do it and he's just doing it and he fights for it in fact. When in fact it is a complete wrong thing. So like that we have to think. The surah also classifies man. That is Allah's classification between two main groups. Believers and non-believers. The pious and those who are not pious. Those who obey Allah and those who transgress, and the results of these two groups. The group that obeys Allah, that they are on their path and on their way to Jannah. And those who transgress, break the laws, don't believe in Allah, they at their own destruction are preparing for their doom in the year after, and perhaps even in this world. May Allah protect us all and guide us towards righteousness. And very strikingly, Allah starts the surah, La uqsimu bihadha al-balad. Qasam khata hu main is shahr ki. Allah Ta'ala says, I take qasam of this city, that is the city of Makkah. The city is itself such a great city where the Kaaba Sharif is, where Allah has made his haram, his very special place, the haram of Makkah. And this place here, Allah Ta'ala contrasts it with the previous surah of Surah Fajr, where those three mighty and great nations, Allah destroyed them and Allah's azab came there. Here in the city of Makkah, Allah has made it a city of peace. That is that here everyone is at peace. So much so that even the grass, etc. that grows is not permitted to be cut. Previously, when the city wasn't so big, there were animals also. It was not permitted to hunt those animals. They also had peace. If a wrongdoer goes into the haram, he cannot be arrested there also. Yes, he can be taken out and then arrested. So Allah made it a complete city of peace. It is a city of peace, and on the contrast, the people of Aad, Samud, etc., that was places of great destruction. So Allah says, look at this great city which we have made, the city of peace. وَأَنْتَ حِلُّمْ بِهَذَا الْبَلَدِ اور تُجھ پر قید نہیں رہے گی اس شہر میں. And there are different explanations of this ayat. One is that you وَأَنْتَ نَازِلْ بِهَذَا الْبَلَدِ, that you were born and you grew up, O Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From that point of view, that Allah has made the city of Makkah, the haram of Makkah, Allah has made it so honorable on account of the great honor of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born here, he grew up here. So when you are so great, I have made the city also so great. Or the city is so great and you were born here, that adds to all the beauty and the greatness of the city. It also means that Allah has made the haram of Makkah halal for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam for a little while in his life. When Makkah Sharif was conquered and there were certain incidents where people opposed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for that little while it was permitted that retribution and punishment can be given, but then after that it was again made haram, that is no person can be punished there till the day of Qiyamah again. Allah made it a complete city of haram, the city of peace. Or it means also that you are now and you are in, the people are opposing you and you have come with a message for the people of Makkah directly, and they should have accepted this message and got the great honor from Allah Ta'ala, and they should have spread this message to the whole world, like the people of Medina, the Ansar, the Muhajirin got together and Islam spread from Medina Sharif in the whole world. That was actually, it should have been the people of Makkah that should have done that, but in fact they did not only reject it, they opposed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They went to great lengths that they even wanted to assassinate him. And so Allah Ta'ala says, don't worry, you make sabr on these conditions now. There will be a time when you will come back as the conqueror of Makkah. And at that time, you will be given great honor. And it was seen that in the 8th year of Hijri, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam came, and he conquered Makkah Sharif in such a way that there was no conquest like that ever in the world, and never will there be. And at that time, all the leaders of Makkah Sharif also, who used to oppose him, they came one by one and asked for forgiveness and asked for amnesty. So Allah says, this is that great city. And at the same time, we should also think at this moment, how many people are there now making tawaf, especially now the season of Hajj has started. People are flocking from all sides, and Allah increases this, the honor of Makkah Sharif all the time. No matter what expansion they make, it is too small all the time. And expansion after expansion, but it cannot accommodate. This is all to show the great honor of Allah Ta'ala. And all the mataf that is made so big, but yet it is small. People have to make mataf in the building, on the ground floor, first floor, top floor, everywhere people are making tawaf. So this shows the great honor Allah Ta'ala has given to this great city. And Allah Ta'ala has blessed the people of Makkah Sharif that they receive the guests of Allah. Though this has changed tremendously now in our times, but previously there was a time when the people of Makkah should send their people to Jeddah, to the port, and receive the hajis there and take them home and take them as guests of Allah Ta'ala. And they were given that great honor and respect. But deficiency has come from both sides. From the hajis also, we are no more those genuine hajis like before. And the people of Makkah also. But Allah has kept this honor till today. And the whole world can see what the honor of Makkah Sharif is. So Allah Ta'ala has taken these qasams and more further qasams, and then to give us a great message, and that message for which Allah is taking qasam, for that we should prepare ourselves and be ready and submit to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.